The Spoons Murder and Other Mysteries is the name of a book just published by Con O'Driscoll. It's a collection of Con's songwriting. There's a CD with it with all the songs recorded on it and an introduction by him to songwriting in general, his songwriting in general, and then an introduction to each song. It's a lovely production. The Aidan O'Donnell, I think, is the artist who's illustrated it, and there are some wonderful cartoons in it. We're going to take a listen to a song he calls The Two-Row Cake, which, if I remember correctly, was a cake made for him by Geraldine McCarthy on the occasion of his 40th birthday, which was in the shape of an accordion.
Come all you young bakers and bowl pastry makers, remain wide awake or you'll miss my discourse. If you have no objection, I'll tell of confections, of taste and perfection, I'll sing till I'm hoarse. This gem of cuisine, from the fair Geraldine, it appeared on the scene without flaw or mistake. Oh, for nourishment hearty, the soul of the party was surely McCarthy's accordion-shaped cake. In a manner bewitching, she brought from her kitchen a cake that was rich in ingredients rare. There was flour and oatmeal and shivers mixed peel, a pint of tequila and two Spanish pears. It was iced like a dream with chocolate and cream in a mixture supreme that was smooth and opaque. Then with care and with loving, with heaving and shoving, she placed in the oven the double row cake. In the course of our tunes in the Spalpeen Saloon, there were many who swooned when this cake was unveiled. Their eyes they did doubt, and their tongues they hung out, they abandoned their stout, and their eloquence failed. Jean Raby's the piper, he pounced like a viper, big portions he swiped, till his belly did ache, as our glasses we drained, till we addled our brains, with the finest champagne we washed down the sweet cake. If the great Julius Caesar had this in his freezer, he'd handle with ease those conspirators sly, and old Louis XVI, with his bitch of a queen, would have dodged guillotines and lived on in Versailles. The Armada from Spain wouldn't journey in vain, but would victory gain over Admiral Drake. 'Twould have saved Brian Boru from that Norwegian crew if he only could chew on the gadget-shaped cake. This confection so quaint will cure all your complaints. You'll never feel faint or have trouble with nerves. Its exquisite flavour will make your heart braver, impressing the neighbours with spirit and verve. This great work of genius will stiffen your penis, preventing all heinous hangovers and shakes. From all pains and infections, unwanted erections, you'll get full protection from Geraldine's cake.
Oh, risque as ever, that is Con O'Driscoll with Geraldine's cake, and that's from his new book. It's essentially a book, but the CD goes with it as well, The Spoons, Murder and Other Mysteries. A lot of those songs will be familiar to Clare listeners, and those that aren't, you can discover. I think there's about 12 songs in the book and on the CD. It's a fine production. It is produced, I know, by Gerry O'Reilly and by Terry Moylan. Let me see what name they give the publishing press. No, can I find it? Craft Recordings, they call themselves. It's a very fine production. I think it's going to be launched this weekend at the Frank Hart Singing Weekend in Dublin. Maybe wrong there. I think there might even be a Clare launch of it later on, sometime between now and Christmas, and we will certainly do our best to get Con in on the show to sing and to talk to us about singing and to have a bit of crack.